Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Indeed, we are on the street. We are on the air. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, it's 25 minutes after 6 o'clock and we choose to reflect now on the true stance of South Africa's economic recovery and where we lie. This comes after President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Cabinet have approved the extension of South Africa's national state of disaster by another month. We're well aware that the last 16 to 18 months in South Africa have been quite difficult. With the lockdown, we are well aware of some of the restrictions in terms of trade and economic activity and the ripple effects that these have naturally alluded to. To help us understand what are the economic ramifications in terms of our economic recovery plan on the back of the extension of the state of disaster, we join now by economist at Momentum Investments, Sanisha Pakrisamy. Sanisha, thank you so much for your time today.
Good evening, Gogo. Good to chat with you again.
Indeed, good to touch base with you again. And I'm hoping we can find some good news here because the truth is, when we reflect on the state of disaster, certainly one that was needed in South Africa, but I guess many questions remain in hindsight now as to the economic impact, not only of the state of disaster, but the subsequent lockdowns and the ripple effects they've had in South Africa's economy. Where are we now? What is the status quo of South Africa, of the health of South Africa's economy?
So, Gugu, you're quite correct in saying that in and of itself, the actual extension of the national state of disaster is not a risk to the economy, but the disease burden and the associated level of lockdown restrictions are essentially the factors that prohibit a fast acceleration in economic activity. Now, something quite interesting has emerged from the pandemic, that this is likely to be the fastest global economic recovery that we are going to see. Mm. However, there are some major fault lines between the countries that have had enough stimulus effort to prop up the recovery and those that have not been able to do the same, as well as those that didn't have the same amount of vaccines to actually roll out. Mm. And South Africa falls, unfortunately, into that latter category.
What does this mean in terms of the rate of our economic recovery?
So while we are expected to see some economic rebound this year following quite a torrid year that we saw in 2020, we have had numerous blows to our economy. So we have, of course, had the third wave, which is now lingering, and experts are expecting a fourth wave to come about in November, which may bring about another set of restrictions on economic activity, especially in areas that have face-to-face services. We also had the unrest that took place in late July, and that was a significant blow to the poor in the economy and small and medium enterprises. And some of these businesses that were badly affected may not actually rejoin economic activity going forward. So I think in that respect, you know, we've had some idiosyncratic factors playing out in South Africa, and add to that, of course, be compounded by the additional waves of the COVID-19 virus.
I was about to say we're really trying to make progress with our vaccination program, and I can imagine the number of models that you've had to put together with your team to elaborate on the various outcomes of where we are. Not only is it the vaccination process, the potential fourth wave that you allude to, but of course new mutations of the coronavirus, which then lead to this narrative that we just need to learn to live with this particular virus. But that really then changes the dynamics of business as usual for us as South Africans and the rest of the world. How difficult does this make it then, I guess, for the investment community to actively participate in plowing capital on the ground?
As you said, it's going to be, you know, a function of how quickly we are actually able to roll out the vaccine, whether we do see new variants that are maybe more deadly or more contagious than the strains we've already experienced. And of course, the wider the vaccination rollout across the globe is, the lower the chance for new and more dangerous variants to emerge. But this does pose a risk to business uncertainty playing out, particularly in the services sectors of the economy, because it's very difficult to model your business operations going forward, given that there's a lot of uncertainty around the waves of COVID-19 and the associated lockdown restrictions that may hamper business activity. Unfortunately, in South Africa, we do need to see confidence being revived before we can see private sector investment taking off. And with the blow that we've had in July in terms of the unrest situation, it's unlikely that we've actually seen a major boost coming through on the confidence side.
And that raises concerns, right? Because if there's no confidence, there's no investment. If there's no investment, there's no jobs. If there's no jobs, then we continue to see the inequalities in South Africa being exacerbated. I hope I'm not the queen of doom and gloom, but is there hope? What policies can we implement or change to shift this narrative?
I think we really are at that economic crossroads right now. And I think there is some recognition at the level of National Treasury, at least, that the types of policies that we need to be instituting in the economy right now need to have positive ramifications going forward and positive spin-offs. So, for example, we could extend the social grant program, which would be negative for the fiscus in the long term. But what we would really need to see is some kind of program that has positive spin-offs, such as job creation, as the new finance minister has alluded to. We also need to create an environment that's enabling for further business investment. So we are moving in the right direction in terms of announcing some key structural reform efforts that the majority of, you know, the business sector has been waiting for some time, such as what we've seen in the energy sector around privatization in SAA, our national carrier, South African Airways, what we've seen announced on the port capacity and trying to get some private sector participation there with Transnet. So there definitely are some positive aspects coming through. Again, it's going to be a function of how quickly those structural reform efforts are actually coming through on the ground and how this is perceived by business in order for them to gain the confidence needed to actually deploy capital into the environment.
Quite right. All about making sure that we execute effectively and timeously, because unfortunately time is quite a luxury that we don't have at the moment. Sanisha, thank you so much for engaging us on this topic and really helping us understand the lay of the landscape. That's Sanisha Pakrisamy. She's an economist at Momentum Investments, helping us understand the economic impact of the extension of South Africa's national state of disaster.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.